This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, what do you think? Quite a week, huh? The government's still shut down. Debt limit talks are on again, off again, on again, off again. There is a new person, in point of fact, running the American economy, or there will be come January. It is a week just screaming for some context, which we are here to provide in the next 4 minutes of live radio. Catherine Rampell from the New York Times and Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville are in our New York bureau with me. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Nice to see you in person after
all
these sessions.
Yeah, good to have you here with us.
Cardiff, is there any doubt that we have now entered the realm of grand bargain, right? It's not shutdown and debt limit separately. It's this big thing now.
It's a big thing. We're getting a little bit closer, but I'd keep in mind that everything really is still in flux. Nothing's assured yet. I wouldn't quite go to the level of calling it a breakthrough, but I think at least we have a welcome signal that lawmakers on both sides understand the severity of a possible debt ceiling breach. And I think that's why you're seeing a lot of people be at least a little bit more relieved than they were even a couple of days ago.
Catherine, you relieved?
Relieved is
too
strong.
You're never relieved. You are never relieved.
I know. I feel like I'm the perma-bear of the rap. I don't know. I feel like you're still hearing comments from some Republicans in Congress that they don't think a debt ceiling breach would be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
You haven't seen markets freak out, so it's not as if the financial sector is putting a lot of pressure on congressmen who have that misperception, I would say, about the consequences of a debt ceiling default or a debt default, rather.
Yeah.
So it's still very much up in the air. I would love to believe that it's settled.
You got to believe, man. You got to believe. All right. So, Cardiff, do you think this goes till midnight on the 16th? Does it go that late or do they come to sanity at some point sooner?
Best guess, they'll come to sanity at least some point sooner. But just exactly what that sanity looks like is kind of an open question. Right now, the deal that's on the table is only a postponement. Now, hopefully that's an opening gambit that'll lead to a longer-term meaningful resolution, but that's not clear yet. And if we have to go through all this again in 6 weeks, we haven't really solved anything.
How bad is it, Catherine, if we have to do this again in 6 weeks, other than being agony for everybody has to talk about it every day?
It's probably not great for markets because, you know, it's kind of a fool me once, shame on – wait, what is the expression?
Fool me once, shame on you. I don't even
Shame on me, fool me twice, shame on – no, I got it wrong. You know what I'm trying
to
say.
But we're not that kind of show.
Yeah.
But anyway.
In any case, you know, that would be probably quite bad for volatility in the markets because you delay it 6 weeks. How do you know you're not going to keep delaying it 6 weeks on a rolling basis?
All right, new topic. Does anybody here think that Janet Yellen is looking at all this going, man, what have I signed up for, Cardiff?
Look, I think she's a wonderful choice. She's incredibly well qualified. Obviously, she's going to be – her selection is going to be a little bit overshadowed right now. But I think it's important to realize that people generally do know where she stands. She believes that policy should be more aggressively focused on unemployment than it is right now. But she's going to have a tricky task. We've seen that the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee that sets monetary policy, has also become more divided in the last few months. And I think she's going to have a tricky time bringing them around to her point of view. So her job's not going to be any easier.
Any doubt, Catherine, that she gets confirmed? I mean, there's some rumblings, but
You know, she was confirmed before, so it seems like she should be confirmed again. I think that there is this view of her out there that she's extraordinarily dovish, and that seems
which means that
she's too focused on unemployment. Right. She doesn't care enough about inflation, and some of the more conservative members of Congress have made noise about that. I mean, it's not as if those views have evolved since she was confirmed before, but given that, you know. Obama has faced opposition on lots of other less controversial appointments and that sort of thing. It's possible that there'll be noise made again.
Very quickly, Cardiff, I want to talk about JPMorgan Chase. We got like 30 seconds left. They came out this morning with the first quarterly loss under Jamie Dimon. And the thing that got me was $9.2 billion in lawyers' fees for this quarter. Are you kidding me?
I think what today represented was just the next stage in the continued puncturing of the Jamie Dimon myth as a great risk manager. We're seeing increasingly that even if you have a great manager overseeing a bank, if there's too much bank to manage, it's still not an ideal situation. So, yeah, it's a big deal, and I think it might, you know, cause him further problems.
Good line. Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville and Catherine Rampell from the New York Times. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, we'll see you. Have a good weekend.